Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Interesting fact for the week, more than 80% of homes in the United States have at least one houseplant, with a national average of 10 plants per household. If you are one of the 80%, you may enjoy the welcoming, calming, aesthetically pleasing environment that your houseplants create. And you may also be interested in knowing how to properly care for your houseplants through the winter months. Most houseplants grow well with a daytime temperature between 65 to 75 degrees in the winter, and night temperatures around 60 to 65. So again, this is why they perform well indoors in the winter, with where most of us keep our thermostats set. If you keep your temperatures below 50 degrees Fahrenheit or have rapid temperature fluctuations, this may harm your plants. So if you're considering going out of town and you have a lot of house plants, you may want to keep that in mind when setting the thermostat. You should also keep house plants away from cold drafts, radiators, and hot air vents, and make sure the houseplant foliage and leaves do not touch the cold windows. In general, houseplants require less frequent watering during the winter months than they do in spring and summer when they're growing more rapidly. Watering frequency is determined by plant type, though, as well as the type of container it's in, the composition of the potting soil, and environmental conditions in your home, so keep an eye on your plants to tell if they need watering. When you do water your houseplants, water them thoroughly. Some water should always flow through the potting soil and out the bottom of the pot. Make sure you discard any of that extra water so the roots of the plant are not sitting in water where they could start to decay. Fertilization is also generally not necessary during the winter months because most houseplants are growing very little or resting during this time period. Indoor gardeners should fertilize their houseplants on a regular basis in spring and summer when the plants are actively growing. Many houseplants prefer a relative humidity of 40 to 50%. Unfortunately, the humidity level in many homes during the winter months when we've got our heaters running may only be near that 10 to 20% range. Humidifiers are an excellent way to raise the relative humidity in the home. Other simple cultural practices can also help increase relative humidity around houseplants through evaporation. Grouping plants together is a relatively easy way to raise the humidity level, as the water evaporating from potting soil, lost through plant foliage, and other water sources near the plant will increase the relative humidity in the general area. Another good method is to place houseplants on trays or saucers filled with pea gravel or pebbles. You can have some fun and get decorative with these and create little indoor rock gardens with houseplants set in a grouping together on them. Make sure you add water to the trays so that the plants can receive moisture through evaporation, but always keep the bottom of the pots above the water line because, again, we don't want our plants sitting in water where the roots may decay. Some people mist their houseplants, but this is not an effective way to raise the relative humidity, especially in a 10 to 20% humidity situation in a home. Plant foliage will dry very quickly after misting, and plants usually cannot bring water in through their leaves. It comes in more effectively through the roots. Misting would have to be done several times a day to be effective and is not practical for most individuals, especially if you have that average of 10 or more houseplants in your home. If you have houseplants that were kept outdoors during the warmer months and you have recently brought them in, you may notice that they're dropping leaves. Environmental conditions indoors are generally less favorable than those outdoors. So these less favorable growing conditions when they come indoors are stressful to plants, and they respond to this stress by dropping their leaves. It usually will take 1 to 2 months to adjust to the new indoor environment when plants come inside in the fall. Leaf drop may occur anytime during this 1 to 2 month period. Plants will adjust to their environment fairly quickly or more quickly if they receive good, consistent care. If they are not cared for well or are cared for inconsistently, it will prolong the adjustment period that they take to get used to their new environment. If you have any questions about caring for your houseplants through the winter months, or if you have any other questions about goings-on in your yard, garden, or beyond, give us a call at the Extension office or stop by our office on 10th Street. Again, that phone number 243-1132, or stop by and see us anytime. For ISU Extension in Cass County, I'm Kate Olson.